Countrymen's countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
We love it. How are you, Zoe?
I'm well. What's this music?
This is Alan Hackshaw. I forgot how much I love this as bed music. Yeah. It's Mermaid. Library music. It's from a big library music archive. I used to use it all the time on Art Bank, and I just forgot about it. Now I'm back on my Alan Hackshaw bullshit.
It's really setting the scene for today's theatre guide.
Love it. Hey, you've been here since the crack of dawn doing the news this morning.
I have.
What's in the theatre news, though?
Well, in fair Tamaki Makaurau, where we lay our scene, it is Pop-Up Globe's Summer of Love.
Mint.
Once this season closes...
Shakespearean.
Yes. Once the season ends, Pop-Up Globe is packing up and heading over. This music makes this all seem so calm, and Pop-Up Globe is packing up and heading overseas.
I think it's your voice as well.
So if you do want to catch some of the Bard, this is your last chance.
Forever?
Not forever.
Oh, okay.
But for this season at least.
For
the foreseeable future. You've got some tragedy, you've got some comedy. Romeo and Juliet is on. And the first preview is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
Excellent.
Yeah, Groundlings $10 as per, and then the Royals, they're up at $94. So it's up to you.
It's up to you. Do you feel posh or do you feel like a peasant?
I'd quite like to sit, in the Groundlings $90 one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I like being a groundling. Being a groundling's really fun.
No, I mean, I've never been anything other than a groundling. However... Wouldn't it be nice to experience that $90?
It would. I imagine it's a lazy boy chair or someone fanning you with a banana leaf.
constantly refilling your wine glass. You just don't have to move.
Romeo and Juliet, very sad, but
classic as well.
But if you want a summer laugh, Much Ado About Nothing previews on Sunday at 7 p.m. Same prices as Romeo and Juliet, and this time, because Shakespeare plays are so malleable and you can chuck them in any situation, really, Much Ado About Nothing is set this. It combines live music, dance, and beautiful costumes in a South Pacific setting.
Oh, cool. Very
nice.
Which
could be quite interesting. Has the OG feminist Beatrice, who has the famous line, "I'd rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me."
Ooh,
if you have the same sentiments, check it out.
Excellent.
And that's the Shakespeare.
What else is happening?
Kura Foresters, Kura Shura Wura is on at the Māori Arts Centre.
I can say I've actually seen this show twice.
And
and it's very funny.
Did you laugh as much the second time? The first time.
Yeah.
Even more.
It's hilarious. I could even recite some of the jokes now, but I won't because it's not my content. However, it's very funny. I highly, highly recommend that. Sorry, Zoe.
That's all right. So that is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. General admission is $23. Kura Forest has been up heaps.
She's wicked.
In the B Studios. And she was also this year's Billy T Award winner, if you didn't know.
Exactly. So make sure you get tickets to that one. It's not one to miss.
No. And
will you go a third time, Tess?
I was just thinking about it. Sorry, when is it on, Zoe?
Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m.
Cool. I'll check my schedule.
Yeah, so all those shows were for this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. But if you are busting for something to watch tonight, again, Basemus Christmas show.
Friggin'
Dangerous Basemus, with new guest stars every night.
So you could also go multiple times to that if you feel like
you
it.
You could.
Anticipation of not knowing who I'm going to see would just killing me.
Yeah, well, what if you got someone that you hated?
You don't hate anyone.
Probably, because they have such fabulous people come on.
Indeed, yes.
I know, but you just never know.
But that's on twice tonight. It's at 6 p.m. Plenty of tickets, I think, available for that one. 8:30 p.m. as well, but those tickets are selling fast. So if you do want to go...
Is that because you can get dinner beforehand?
Mate, it's slightly cooler staying out later, isn't it?
Anyone really ever grows out of the little kid thing of being like up past your bedtime.
Yeah.
It's street cred.
Street cred at Basement. It's important.
I like that's good.
But this is my last Stage Direction for the year.
We'll see you in the new year.
Violent delights. Violent
ends. Where are you going?
I was not violent. That's why I put this nice soft
I know, it's really mellowing. It just makes everything seem so funny.
Well, that's good. We try to add a bit of humor into the morning. Well, thank you for all your...
next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, 12th of Jan.
I'm
back,
Jan.
Baby. Back and better than ever.
Fantastic.
Enjoy the UK election.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Luck over there.
Yeah. Hopefully I will. Hopefully we all will.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Zoe, for your hard work this year. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks
very much. We'll see you in Jan.
Sounds good.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you, Zoe, and thank you to the Vic.